Today is Thursday, the 4th of September, in the 22nd week of Ordinary Time. Salt of the Sound sings, "Nearer, my God, to thee."
Still all my song shall be nearer, my God, to thee.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people. When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him.
The encounter Simon Peter has with Jesus beside the lake makes a real difference to his ability to catch fish. Think of a time when the presence of Jesus made a difference in your life. What happened at that time? What would you like to say to Jesus about that? Say it now. Jesus tells the fishermen to put out into deep water. As Jesus says this to you too, what is he inviting you to do? How will you respond? Simon Peter is frightened by his encounter with Jesus. But Jesus tells him not to be afraid. What frightens or makes you anxious? Hear the words of Jesus for you. Do not be afraid. They left everything and followed him. As you listen to the reading again, ponder what Jesus is inviting you to leave behind so that you may follow him more closely.
Once, while Jesus was standing beside the Lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him.
As this time of prayer closes, imagine the abundant riches that Jesus longs to give you. Give thanks for God's love and generosity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.